time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, yes, he's on. And we've got, 45 minutes to go? A little less than 45 minutes. But this time, I not only have our regular prizes, but I tell you what I've got to give away. I have a fan. Let me see. A good-sized fan. You can sit it on the floor or set it in your window. Yeah, it's brand new. Brand new. And it was given to me, or given to the station, by one of our loyal listeners. And I really appreciate that. It was so generous. And this, you know, a decent-sized fan, that'll wind up and help keep you cool. All you got to do is have a correct answer and come in before 3 and pick it up if you want to keep cool over the weekend. All right. Now, let me go back to repeat one of my questions. There was a steam engine made on a certain street in Marion that still has the name of the steam engine. The street's the same name, and it's in the west end of Marion. If you can name that street, I'll give you that fan. 740-383-9944. Or, if you can, let me see, let me think of another. The name of one of the founders of OSUM in Marion. One of the men that, he was a teacher, and he was instrumental in getting, I think there probably is a hall named after him. What was his name? There's a street in Marion with that name. There again, if you can give me that answer, you'll be the winner of that fan. Brand new, never out of the box. It's still in the box. And maybe next week we'll give away another one. I know we will, because it's still going to be warm. Okay, 740-383-9944. Am my question's too hard? Wow. I'll give you a simple one. There is a city in Spain the same as a city in Ohio. Now, what city would that be? 740-383-9944. Or name the general that Washington paid for services in the Revolutionary War. All right. That check used to be on display at the Valley Forge Visitor Center. Or, let me see, the name of the street where that steam engine was built. Okay, this might be it. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that be, Erie Street?
Which street?
Erie.
No, it wasn't Erie Street. No, thanks. It wasn't Erie Street. Name it. And there's, in that street in Marion, there's a special construction on that street that you find only in three other streets in Marion. Now, what would that be? A special structure is on that street. It's been there ever since they built the steam engine. What would that structure be that's on that street? Got you confused? Well, that's my job. 2:20 is the time. And how are you all doing today? Keeping cool? Give me a buzz. If you'd like to have that window fan, It has a handle on it and has a volume, or a, yes, a speed control. Alaska. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there? No, that's a guy playing jokes. Okay. And it's interesting. I see the number come up here. I ought to call that sometime. 220 is the time. 7403-39944. Name the street of Marion. And the additional hint, it not only produced a steam engine, later on they made glassware there, or cut glassware. And that street has a special construction on it. Now, what would that be? 7403-39944. Tell me, and I'll give you that last go. Van. All right, this may be it. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, I'm going to try to guess the name of the general, if I can.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, was it General Lafayette?
What was the last name?
Lafayette.
Yes, it was. It was Lafayette, yeah. Right.
Yeah, I remember that in the history class very well. They were very close friends, in fact.
Yes, that's right. And I saw the check that Washington wrote to him. And, yes, they even had checks then. Oh, hey, would you like that fan?
Oh, yeah, I'd love the fan.
Yeah, well, come. Hey, we close up at 3. You've got about 40 minutes to get here.
Okay, I'll see if I can either get there. I'll send my daughter there.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, sure. Oh, what is your name?
My name's Mike Akers, Charlie.
Okay, Mike. Thanks for participating.
Absolutely. Been listening to you. I don't have any idea about the other questions. Good luck with those.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. All right. Mike Akers. Good to hear from Mike. Put down here, fan. Okay. And it's sitting right here waiting for her to pick it up. Or Mike's daughter. Okay. And we're here for, let's see, it's 2:23 right now. We're here till 3 o'clock today. Okay. So we got that answered. Yes, it was Lafayette. Yeah, there's a Lafayette Street in Marion, too. Do you know where Lafayette Street is? You should. It's right near the high school. It's about, what, a couple of blocks up from the high school, Lafayette? Yeah, right behind, let's see, does it run right near King's Mansion, whatever, the church? Yep. Lafayette. And that's it. You know, if you ever get a chance to go to Valley Forge, it's well worth it. Because not only can you can take a guided tour, kind of expensive though, and it lasts for hours. And they'll take you to every place on Valley Forge and explain exactly what took place there. And then it's just nice. You can take your bike. Oh, they encourage biking and hiking. Oh, paved trails. Yep, and a beautiful country. Absolutely. And it's right next to the King of Prussia Shopping Center. You would not know that King of Prussia Shopping Center, the largest in the country, is located because you can't see it from Valley Forge. Unless you go way up to the front somewhere. But yeah, it's a great part. And the interesting thing, too, Valley Forge is located on what road? Route 23. That's right. Valley Forge is located on Route 23. Now, Route 23 runs across Berks County and elsewhere in Pennsylvania. But I thought that was kind of ironic that Valley Forge is located on Route 23. Okay, now, what else can I do or give away? I still, let's see, we came up with, we came up with the answer to the Susquehanna Silk Mill. Boy, that goes way back. No one's still alive that ever worked there, of course. But at one point, they were thinking of bringing in silkworms from Japan, raising them here in this country, and producing silk right here, instead of importing the silk threads, because they did that. Took all that silk, those silk threads, and made bolts of silk. That's right, bolts of silk for making dresses and What else? Silk was a very expensive material, still is, because it was made from the spinnings of the that moth or whatever you call it. Wow. Okay, what else can I ask you here that you can answer, maybe? Oh, I tell you what. There is a tomato that's grown mainly for making sauce, not for slicing it up for sandwiches, but for making sauce. What is that tomato? Starts with the letter O, or not O, starts with the letter R. What's the name of that tomato that's used for making sauces? 7403399944. Yeah. There, you see more of these tomatoes sometimes than you do any other. They're kind of oblong. They're not round. They're oblong. And that's why you don't cut them up for sandwiches. They'd stick out of the bun. What's the name of that tomato? And it's named after a city in Italy. How about that for a hint? Named after a city in Italy. What is that tomato? If you went into Kroger right now and walked in the produce department, maybe the first thing you'd see, tomatoes of this brand or this variety. What is it? Now, if you don't know, you're going to learn. And so you go the rest of your life saying, I know what the brand or what the variety of tomato is used for making tomato sauce. That includes salsa and, you know, soup, all kinds of stuff. Probably V8 uses them too. What's the name of it? It's named after a city in Italy. Figure that. Now, if you'd like a prize, maybe you're really not interested in going to the zoo or going to Zumbezi Bay or going to the Dublin Irish Festival. I know. If we had food to give away, those phone lines would be jammed. People love food. And tonight is Friday night. My goodness. There'll be people in restaurants jam-packed. For one thing, it's cold. Or cool in a restaurant. So where are you going to eat tonight, Annie? Are you going to the fair? Grab a sandwich there? You know, we have this special, the beef and the pork people and everything else. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Is it the Roma?
Yes,
tomato?
It's the Roma. Yes. All right. What would you like for a prize today?
Oh, sir, I'm not eligible yet.
Oh, okay. Well, at least you knew the answer. Roma.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Yes. She knew the answer. The Roma tomato. Now, the next time you go to Kroger or Aldi's, you check the tomatoes, and right away you'll see that name, Roma, named after Rome. Yeah. So, and when you buy a Roma tomato, you're not buying it to slice up into sandwiches. You'll chop it up and boil it and do this and that to it to make salsa or whatever. Yeah, the Roma is not a type of tomato that you put on a sandwich. You could chop it up, though, and put it in what? Chop it up and put it in a sloppy joe? Yeah. 7403399944. Okay. How about another question that I can get answered here? I'll tell you the group in Mansfield, the Scottish Highlanders. The Scottish Highlanders. You'll see them at the Bratwurst Festival, dressed in their kilts and clogging up a storm. All right. Now, name a street in Marion that, I'm trying to think of an easier way to tell you. Not all streets are level. And this street that's not level is called what? Yeah, the street that's not level is called what? Wait, don't call me for the next minute, because we're going to break here. Call me after the break is over at 7403399944. We're in Marion, WWGH 107.1 on the FM dial. Tell your neighbor, tell everybody, You know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I won't, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieger with good shortcuts. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. I said, you really believe that, you old as you're nuts. You know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock. During a commercial break, he's sort of looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back once again. The time is 2:33, and we'll be here till 3 o'clock today. And I've got things to give away. Zumbezi Bay tickets, tickets to the Columbus Zoo, and tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. That would be the first part of August. Boy, time is flying, isn't it? My, it's just amazing. And I've talked to, well, everybody I talk to says the same thing. Why is time moving so fast? I don't know. Maybe we're in a time warp. You suppose? We're really, something came along while we were sleeping and shot us out into open space. Among all the other planets, maybe we're really sailing along, and it's making the days grow shorter. That's not correct. Okay, so how are you all doing today? How many of you have been to the fair? Anyone like to tell us about the fair? Not a single soul has ever called me to say anything about the fair. Now, one of my good friends, Tim Wood, is on the board, the fair board, Tim Wood, a kid that did so well. He was a vice president of the Ohio FFA Association. And Tim was a good kid. He volunteered, you know, wherever. The time I had my donkey in the U.S. Open Parade. And boy, you can see that was a long time ago. I needed somebody in case my donkey left behind a calling card. I need somebody to come and pick up the calling card. Well, Tim Wood, he volunteered right away. And he pushed my two-wheel push cart, which I still have, which I need to sell. It doesn't look like... My push cart came from Pennsylvania. It had been in use for 125 years. And I bought it from a man who bought it for me. And it sits in my barn. And it would be... The two-wheel push cart is a part of America that will be lost if somebody doesn't really promote it. The two-wheel push cart, remember? You're a wallpaper hanger? No, you wouldn't. You're too young. The man that painted homes came to your house with his ladders on a two-wheel push cart? Remember in downtown Marion, the little ornery guy that sold Sunday papers? He wanted to argue with you. Later on, he was at... I got to talk to him. He had lost his legs. He was at the East Lawn Manor nursing home where he passed away. But he also sold the Sunday paper downtown out of a two-wheel push cart. And there I have my two-wheel push cart. I was never able to get the time, the money or whatever, to restore it to its original. I had used it when I had all those donkeys. Four donkeys, I used it to haul leftovers out of the barn. Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
You were talking about the guy that sold newspapers on the street?
Yes, yes.
That was Bob Heller.
Bob Heller?
Bob Heller.
Oh,
he sold them across on the court, at the courthouse.
Yes, right.
On Sunday. Yeah. He was a good friend of my family's, and but his name was Bob Hellick. His brother Don was a car dealer here very years ago.
Well, interesting.
And, yeah. But yeah. That's who it is. His name was Bob Hellick.
Okay.
He always stood across. He didn't talk very good.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
But he, on Saturday and Sundays, he was across at the courthouse. I called from the restaurant there, and people were real good to customers then.
Yeah, right. Okay. With his two-wheel push cart. Tipped up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Bob Heller. He pushed a two-wheel push cart.
Okay. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot.
All right.
Appreciate it. Okay, now, see, there's a little bit of history. Now, you have to be, a little older to remember him. Selling papers from his two-wheel push cart. But what I'm trying to get across, the two-wheel push cart was such a great part of America. Like for paper hangers, wallpaper, or, house painters, people that sold different things, like sold newspapers on Sundays. The two-wheel push cart. And I have one, and I treasure that. But yet, I'm too late in life to do anything with it. But like I say, I kind of ruined the bed of it by hauling donkey calling carts to a pile out of the barn. But there it sits in the barn today. Good shape, except it needs a good carpenter to make new handles for it and everything. A great part of America. Okay. Now I think we have our winner of our fan. Okay. Yes, yes. Okay, right there.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah. You keep cool, like they say.
Here's hoping.
Yeah, right.
We need it today.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Oh, my. Have you been to the fair?
Yes.
Oh, how is it?
Hot.
Hot, okay.
We went last night for the fireworks.
Oh, the fireworks, yeah. Took a little while to get out of there, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
They had a couple misfires, which were...
Oh, really?
Yeah, with balls of fire in the sky, but other than that, it was pretty
good. Oh, okay. All right. Very good. Well, enjoy the fan.
Thank you.
All right, okay. All right, 7403-3-9944 is our number to call. If you'd like to win something today or whenever, just give us a buzz. We're here till 3 o'clock on Fridays, and that will be just 20 minutes from now. And thank goodness, there goes our fan. And our listener that contributed that will be smiles to know that went to a good person. All right. 2:40 is the time, and let me see. not many people are going to the zoo in Zambezi Bay, apparently, this weekend. Okay. Oh, and I need the name of that street. Now get this. I'm trying to be as descriptive as a... That building is still there. The building is made out of brick. It might even say something about glass on it. The building was used. They had, in another era. I don't know when it was. It could have been the 30s and 40s. I don't know if it was 50s or not. They shipped glass in, glasses, you know, tumblers, regular glasses. And then women sat in front of a grinder. And then they were talented enough, they could grind away, or it was called etching, that glass. Beautiful. Oh, my. The former mayor of Marion might have been involved with that, because I heard he was a big collector. And yet at one time, I heard he owned the company. Robinson was his name. But, that was on this street I'm talking about. The building is still there. And I'll give you a hint. It's in the west end of Marion, of course. There is a special construction on that street. And, it kind of limits. The special construction on that street kind of limits the progress of some vehicles. Now, is that a big hint? Okay. 740-383-9944. Give me an answer even though you don't want a prize. I'd like to talk to somebody. Okay, here we go. I think. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, is that Leader Street?
Yeah, Leader.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Boy, that was... And you know that overpass is still there, and it...
it's pretty low. I don't know if it's...
You can't get a truck... Yeah, you can't get a truck through there.
No.
Yeah. It's been there for
over...
Okay. Hey, thanks. Okay, yeah. It's been there for over 100 years. And, of course... Now, you know, the railroads are interesting in the fact that railroads are so possessive. You can't do anything around a railroad track, under, over, or whatever, without the railroad people being there. Now, here, if you go east of Marion, out toward the Senior Center, or across from Kennedy Ballpark, you'll see, right there at Kennedy Ballpark, you'll see a CSX truck every day with one observer in it. He's making sure that the overpass will not mess up the railroad. That's how particular they are. He's watching, making sure that they follow directions and that overpass will be built and it will allow traffic to move back and forth with no restrictions. No more restrictions because of trains. And I just wonder when it will be done. You know, that soil has been packed down real good now. It went all winter, all spring, and they're still packing it down. And that should be a nice-looking overpass when they're done. And will not restrict traffic at all, moving east and west, in and out of Marion. Okay, and then there will be the side road you can take to go to the Senior Center or to the ballpark. It's that simple, yeah. 2:44 is the time. We're going to break here. Then come back for another 10 or 15 minutes. Stay tuned. So if you've been to the fair, would like to comment on anything, please feel free. If you went to the fair, did you eat anything special? What's really good to eat at the fair? You know, it runs 2 days yet. Tomorrow is the livestock auction, and that's the final big event at the fair. Well, in the National Tractor Pull. 2:45 is the time. Stay tuned. We'll be back for another 15 minutes right after you hear these words.
Charlie, rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
Okay, we're back once again. We've got about 15 minutes to go in this program today. I want to look down here to see if everyone's picked up their prizes. Yes, as a matter of fact. Okay. The prizes have all been picked up. Okay. That's good. And let's see, what else can I... Maybe I just make some comments here on different things. But I'll look at my book. I'm reading my book from last year. Yeah. Oh. On July 30th of last year, we had a new Maytag washer installed. No, I forgot all about that. The old one was 18 years old. I'll be darned. That's pretty good. The old was an Amana, 18 years of age. The new one was a Maytag. Now, Maytags are made by Whirlpool, aren't they? Most everything is. And let's see. What other? Oh, yeah. You know, if you've got an old piece of furniture, like a Davenport, and it's not soft, it's kind of a, well, semi-hard, but yet it's really, you can press down. It's made out of a material, you might know what it is. If it's old enough, it was made out of horsehair. That's right. Back when we had a lot more horses than we do today. And when they died, they cut their tails off and made furniture covers. Yeah, horsehair coverage. Do you have some? I've got one in my attic. Can't get it out. It's too big. But I've got a horsehair couch. Well, what to do with it? I don't know. But right near it in my attic is a hornet's nest. Okay, let me see what else I can tell you. What other things here? Looking at, oh. Well, how about you? Now, I've never played except one game on one of those iPads or whatever, and it was called Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. How many of you played Zelda? That was the first and only. Well, I did play, what was that? A little bit of that guy that popped up and down. He had a cap on and glasses. What was his name? The guy that went across your screen with a cap and glasses. What was his name? I can't remember. That, between that and Zelda, the only things I've ever done on an iPad or whatever. I'm not into games. Maybe it's my fear of losing. I don't know. I just never got it, but oh my land, I've got a grandson that can't take his eyes off of playing games. And I also have a grandson who's a Marine, and I'll be talking with him yet this evening. And he's from based in Seattle, Washington, Jacob Hutchinson. Yep, he's a Marine. And then on the other, down the coast, is my other grandson, Brandon McAfee. You've heard Brandon on the air here. He loves what he's doing. And I was so glad to hear that. The fact that Brandon works on these huge airplanes, that C-5M, You know, they've been made since forever. It's the largest plane in the world. And he works, does maintenance on them, and is so happy with his job. And that's what I like to see. So it goes. Okay, let me see. What else can I ask you? There's a, let's see, horsehair upholstery. I always thought that was interesting. I never knew what it was until I asked some old timer. I said, this couch, what's that? What's it covering that on that? Horsehair. Okay. Oh, let's see. Oh, here's a good one. What is a cow's stomach called? Now, you can go to a Mexican grocery store and say, I would like some tripe. And what would he look for? If you went into a Mexican drugstore or grocery and said, give me some tripe. And the guy would look at you and say, you're nuts. No, tripe is cow stomach. It's kind of a ugly or kind of a goofy looking thing. A cow's stomach is no vision of art. It's a kind of a weird thing. And then when you think about it, maybe a cow's stomach is kind of like yours. But a tripe being a cow's stomach is a very strange looking piece of animal. Okay. Let's see what else is new here. Did you hear about all that whiskey that burned? Thousands of barrels of whiskey went up in flames. They didn't say anything about the flames or about the smell. Can you imagine that much bourbon burning? And you know what the most popular thing is now at the Bratwurst Festival, Popcorn Festival, elsewhere? Bourbon chicken. Bourbon chicken. Now you can buy bourbon flavoring. You don't buy a bottle of bourbon and dump in with your chicken. You probably could, but I'm sure it wouldn't be as good. But bourbon chicken is the hit of all these festivals. People love it. Is it intriguing because it tastes like bourbon whiskey? And most people wouldn't know what bourbon whiskey tasted like. But yet it's a big, big thing. Now you know what's blooming right now along the roadsides? Other than that poisonous vine. Along the roadsides, up around, well, along the railroad tracks, you'll see something white. A big white blossom. What is that? Do you know what it is? Yeah, it's an elderberry. Elderberries are flourishing. And when they ripen, you gotta, if you can pick them, it's a real job to get the elderberries off the stem. You almost have to do it in a bathtub. And plug up the drain, of course. And, but I tell you, an elderberry pie is so good. And they're expensive because of the tediousness of getting elderberries into a pie. All right. How many of you did Zelda? Or let me see what else. The flower edelweiss. Somebody once gave me an edelweiss. I don't know if they brought it back from Switzerland or what. Do edelweisses grow in this country? Do they have to grow on a mountainside? I don't know. Edelweiss? Yeah. Is it only in Switzerland? How many of you know that? You know, and you can always call me anything you want. Like what they call the horn that they call or talk to one from one side of a mountain to another. Across a valley, there's a horn they use. Yes, it's called the Alp horn. And it's a bellowing horn. And they can be played kind of like a trumpet or a saxophone, whatever. All right. And let me see. How's Alex Trebek? We never hear. Those programs you see, that we see of Jeopardy, of course, were recorded, you know, some weeks behind, before. I wonder how Alex is doing. All right. What is the town where the ship was built that was used by, what's his name, at the Battle of Lake Erie? Yeah. It was made in Erie, Pennsylvania. It was called the Niagara. Remember that? Am I drowning you in history? What was the first American car to come out with fluid drive? That should ring a bell. It was a 1948 car. Fluid drive. That was something you didn't have to shift. You put it in gear, and away you went. You used your accelerator. Yeah, what brand of car was it? If you know that, give me a call. How many of you remember that? I can remember that car very well, because that was the year I graduated from the 8th grade. That was the year I went, in the following fall, to high school. Long time ago. So what was that car? What was the brand name? 1948. 7403-3944. I bet everybody is sitting there in front of a fan trying to keep cool today. Thank goodness we got one listener that got a brand new fan to do that. Okay. Let me see. What year was that car? Or what brand was it? 1948 what? You put it in gear and you didn't have to shift. They called it fluid drive. Any mechanics listening? Yeah, old car bus would know that right away. That it was a 1948 Dodge. The 1948 Dodge opened up the world of easier driving. No shift driving. The 1948 Dodge. I'll never forget that. They looked like any other Dodge. Okay. And there was once a big department store in downtown Marion. Here's a little bit of history. A big department store across from, across from where Euler Phillips was. And you know what the name of it was? No, and it was across from where Henning Cooper was. Warner Edwards. The Warner Edwards department store burned. All was left was a shell. All right? And let me see what else. Oh, and the new washing machines have no agitator. Is ours that way, Jeannie? Yeah, no agitator. So, yeah, and it does a good job, too. And they're made by, ours is I think Whirlpool does make them, Maytag. All right, what else can I tell you that would be history? Of course, history is what happened a minute ago. Monticello. Yeah, I've got, when I went on tours, I took a group of Marion people down through, we went to near the College of William and Mary, Williamsburg, Virginia. But before we went there, we went to Tom Jefferson's home called Monticello. And at Monticello, you could see his gardens, oh, big, big gardens. And I scooped up a handful of clay from his garden, and I still have some of that clay from Thomas Jefferson's garden. Yeah, tourists aren't supposed to do that. But I'd like to get a little sample. And two, I was in Rhode Island, where the big homes are, the multi-millionaire homes called the Breakers. And they have iron fences around those homes. The iron fence was rusting. I peeled off some of the rust and put in my pocket a souvenir of Rhode Island. Isn't that crazy? All right. It's now almost time to end this program today. You might say, well, thank goodness. But we'll be back here next week. And I hope you have a good weekend. Keep cool, for one thing. And watch your driving. There have been motorcyclists killed already this weekend. Motorcycles, guess what? They were not wearing a helmet. Now, I can't say that caused their death, but what is it with not wearing a helmet? Does that make you a hero, not wearing a helmet? Does that make you a sissy when you wear a helmet? A lot of people are alive because they wore helmets, though. Okay, we're going to end now, and we'll see you next week, next Monday, when it will be a little cooler, perhaps, on WWGH 107.1 in Marion, Ohio.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries, needs to respect other countries. And Donald Trump does not have the right temperament, the knowledge, or the capability of being president of the United States. I think I'm just stunned, frankly, that it has gotten this far.
To WCMH Channel 4 anchor Colleen Marshall.
That being said, you've covered many a presidential race in your career. Why do you think he walked away even before the question was finished?
You know, I can't explain that. And, I've actually been thinking about it because other people are asking questions and talking about it. And, of course, Trump supporters are very angry that I even brought up the racism question.